on 800-CJBQ, and we're happy to have you with us. Lots of stuff coming up this hour, but right now we want to talk about this great new, I guess organization is the best word or a word to use. It's called 100 Men Who Care Quinty. And joining us in studio, we have Ian Press. Ian is a principal here in the Quinty region. And Colin McLean, and Colin makes hamburgers for a living. And so let's start off, Colin, and we'll find out, I mean, what is 100 Men Who Care? Because literally there's thousands of men who care. But this is a kind of a new idea to generate some money and help out local charities. Is Mike not working? Mike 3, Devin. All right.
Okay, sorry.
Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's okay.
Yeah. It really started off with Ian. He gave me a shout. He was listening to the radio one day, and he heard about a Kingston group that was putting this on. Mm-hmm. And he was intrigued by it, caught a little bit of it, and he researched more of it. And he thought this would make a great impact here in the Quinty region. So he called a few of us up, and we chatted about it, talked it up, and here we are. So the whole idea is to raise as much money locally, keep it locally, make as big of impact as possible without a lot of effort required. You know, you see a lot of fundraisers, and there's there's months and months of planning that goes into it, and work the day of, and you might get, you know, anywhere from a few hundred dollars to thousands of dollars, right? And, you know, our goal is to make a big impact in our area.
With little, Ian, with little putting out, which is a really good idea. And I think it's interesting because you own and operate the McDonald's on Dundas Street.
Correct.
And, of course, you're a principal. And it's interesting because where you work, you see everybody, right, from poor to rich.
Sure.
Because everybody likes a Big Mac, right? And but you also deal with a lot of young people who you work with. And, of course, being a principal, you do deal with a lot of young people. And since I went to school and you guys went to school, there's a lot of community focus put on education, right? And I know through your business and also Bob Doyle's business that there's an enormous amount of community that you guys put in how you operate the business.
Right.
And I always thought, for anybody to be a good community or to be successful, you have to be a community partner. And Ian, if we can do something like this, this is a wonderful way to be a community partner without, you know, having another gala. Not that they're bad, but you know what I mean? But just be, you know, grassroots. And I think that's the way to success.
Yeah, it's definitely, that's what it's meant to be, is people are busy, whether it's their own family or they're involved with other community events. But they want to be part of it. And myself, I was just always saying, well, what can I do? I can do so much myself, but also to being part of something that, like, when we get to 100 guys, it'll be a $10,000 checks, or a group of $100 checks will add up to $10,000. That'll go to a local charity. That's big.
Yeah.
So to be part of something like that is fantastic. And, yeah, the community, the role modeling, I got to admit, to put guys in a positive light that we do care and that we are out there and helping the community, I think that's a good role model to put out.
Well, let's talk about how this works. So how does 100 Men Who Care, how does it work?
Well, the concept is simple, and that's probably the best selling feature of it. You try to get 100 guys. Right now we're at 47. As I was driving over here, I realized somebody else signed up. So our goal is to get to 100, but you come to a meeting, and everybody that's part of the group is able to nominate a charity. So all those charities that meet the criteria are put into a hat. At the meeting, we draw the top three, or just draw three, and then the people that nominated those three charities get a chance to come up, speak to the group. They get 3 minutes. Not that we cut them off at three, but it's short and sweet.
Yeah.
No PowerPoint, no handouts or anything. It's speak from the heart. And they make their pitch. And then when we did at our first meeting, there were some questions, a little bit of discussion. And everybody's really attentive and listening. And then we vote. And it's a simple majority wins. And actually, at our first meeting, we had a tie. So we had to have a vote off between two charities. And I'm glad we had that written in the rules. Whatever charity wins, everybody writes their $100 check out. We collect the checks, and then soon after, we deliver them to the chosen charity. So there's no budget.
No.
We like to call ourselves a non-organization.
Yeah. We don't have a bank account. Like, there's nothing that comes in.
Just collect a bunch of checks and hand it over.
That's it. So the charity has to do nothing. Like, the only thing that I've asked of my charity is I need your number.
Yeah.
So that,
and
is that you're registered.
Is that what the you know, you said the charity has to have meet criteria.
Yeah.
They have to be a registered charity.
They have to be a registered charity because we want to be able to offer our members tax receipts.
Mm-hmm.
So so they have to cut all the tax receipts. Like, we don't do any of that stuff. They've got to be, we go down to the county, the Belleville area, we go up to Madoc, out to Brighton. So that's kind of our area. So they've got to be in that area. We're trying to avoid national charities. We want it to impact here. Am I missing
anything? Are there enough?
Oh, yeah, we go online, and Tony McGarvey, one of our other guys that's on the, we jokingly call ourselves the main men, but we're the guys sort of trying to organize this together. He went online, and I forget the number, but I was amazed at how many
30 local charities
there are in the local area.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So everybody who's there, so now it's what, 47, you said?
47.
writes a check for $100.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is the idea that they're just well-off guys? And, I mean, you're a principal, you own a business, you can write a check for $100.
You know what, there's a lot of guys that want to give. But let's say you go to a gala, okay?
Yeah.
And you get into a bidding war with somebody with big pockets and, you know, a barbecue for $1,000.
I've never won anything in my life because I have the Lorne and Jody Brooker budget, and then the Ross McDougal budget or the Bob Doyle budget comes in and it's toasted.
You can't compete with that, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you can probably do $100 every 3 months, right?
Yeah.
And it's something that I think it's available to more guys. And it's great to give $100 check, but it's amazing to be part of a $10,000 presentation, right?
Sure. And the thing is, and this is where I'm thinking that, you know, a lot of these guys are dads, right?
Yep.
And dads can maybe get their kids involved somehow and say, hey, you know what? We're going to raise money for charity. This is how it's working. You know, let's do something. I mean, let's do a little bottle drive or whatever and maybe get, well, there's a million different ways to go, but I like how at the end it just builds up to the kind of the top of the pyramid where it's easy. Here's the check. Let's give the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we ask people to commit to 4 meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So the time they sign up, and our goal or our hope is that they'll stay with us for a lot longer than 4 meetings, and they'll stay for as long as they're in the Quinney area. But that's $400 in a year, which it's amazing how many people are doing that just by giving at the door when you have people knock on the door for the Cancer Society and all that. Which, not that we want to impact that in a negative way by any means, but it's trying to be simple, but yet still be really effective.
Yeah, $400 a year, over a year.
Yeah.
You know, I think people are starting more and more to look at what their charitable donations are and think about what they're doing. And, you know, you have people who sometimes come to the door and they're your neighbors and or their kid because they're doing this or that, and you're happy to do it. And then some people want to do a little bit more, and this is a great way to do it.
Right, without a lot of work.
Yeah, without a lot of work. So the guys show up, and I know that the Belleville Club has been giving you the space for free.
Yeah, they donated it for us. And, you know, we're obviously a target market for them too, right? So it's great advertising for them. But it's just a fantastic venue.
Now, I assume there's Big Macs and Cheesies at each of these meetings.
We didn't have food at the last one, but the bar is open at the Belleville Club. Yeah, Grant Freestone, as soon as he heard it, like his first response was yes, and then the second response is, can I sign up too?
Yeah, that's great.
Fantastic support, and so is Hirsty too.
Well, I think this is such a good thing. You know, the thing is, we're kind of a community. I don't want to say growing because we don't seem to be growing that much, but we are not that big of a community that people don't know each other. And I think it's a great way, again, if we can get 100 people in this. Now, you're not going to just limit it to 100, right?
No, like, it just becomes 100 plus men.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great. So, you know, the more we can get in the club, the more we can raise.
What was the first charity? The first?
Three Oaks Foundation.
Yeah.
Shelter for Women here in town. Yeah. And there was actually three. The one was the Hastings Learning Foundation's Emergency Fund. And then also Adam's Hope.
Oh, Adam's Hope, yeah.
So, and then the Three Oaks. So the three guys that nominated them did a really good spiel. And the Three Oaks, it was close. Yeah, it was good. It's fantastic. Like, any three of them would have been fantastic, but we're happy.
Now, just some of the things with that is if you're a nominated charity and you get up and speak, if you don't win, your charity can't be drawn again for three more meetings. And if you do win, it's 2 years. So we don't want to become part of somebody's P&L line. We want to hit as many charities as possible. But there's, you know, any of those three charities I would have been happy writing the check for. They were all fantastic. Mm-hmm. And it's disappointed not to have three winners, right? But it is what it is, right? It's a great way to do it, though.
And they have to be local.
Yeah. The money has to stay local, yeah. And sometimes there are bigger organizations, but if there's a commitment to the money staying local, then that's the bottom line.
Well, that's your thing.
Yeah.
The other organizations, like, I mean, lots of Canadians will be giving to the tragedy, the earthquake in Nepal, right? But that's not your thing, right?
No,
So people should give and help out, and but still take part in this thing. So if people want to be part of 100 Men Who Care Quinty, how do they do so?
Basically, the best way is the website, www.100menwhocarequinty.com, and you go on there, and if you go under membership info, and there's a commitment form that you fill out online, it'll take you about 2 minutes to do, and then we take it from there.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to register your charity at the time of signing up. You can go back in at another point and do that.
What if somebody doesn't have a charity? What if they just want to help out?
They can just show up?
Yeah, it's funny because we have... Like, let's say we have 60 members at our next meeting, we may only have 30 charities nominated. For whatever reasons, people just want to be part of it. So we encourage everybody to nominate a charity, but it's not a requirement.
How can you help your students with this? How can you take this kind of thing and help out the kids? Like, make the kids realize that, you know, goodness starts from the top. You're at the top of the school. You're the principal. And how can you let that kind of bleed down to the kids?
Well, it's interesting. Last night I was texting back and forth with a teacher at the school, and we were talking about this because he had just signed up. And one of the thoughts that have gone through my mind is maybe we start 100 guys Bayside, and it'll go to the males in the school, and maybe it'll be $10 in three meetings a year, and mm-hmm. the meeting we decide on where it goes within the school community or within just the larger Bayside community.
Can you imagine if all the high schools did that?
Yeah.
That would be sweet. Yeah, that's something. Right now we're focusing on this, but next school year... that's something that's gone through my mind. And two of the other guys that are in the main men, as I say, they're in schools too. So I could see three schools doing it for sure.
I think the key, you know, I talk about this on the show all the time, is the key to this community and, well, all our future is really education, right? And that's how you're going to get people out of whatever kind of bad situation they're in by making them learned. So if we can, and education is much more than reading, writing, and arithmetic, right? It's about being an overall
whole person.
Person and being part of the community is part of it. So if this happens and it's going to, and it's great, and then the other thing happens in the school, wow. And the cost, nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's fantastic.
And just McGarvey's cheesies.
Yeah, exactly. And the obvious spinoff too is I imagine someone's out there saying, what about the women? The idea actually came from 100 Women Who Care Kingston, because the guys that run the male chapter down in Kingston, their wives were running the 100 Women. And they said, well, why don't we do this? And they just started it. So I've had a few ladies come up and talk to me with regards to it. And I just said, well, fantastic. I throw it out there. Let's get the 100 Women of Quinty going. Yeah,
absolutely. I think it's great. Well, Colin, Ian, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thanks for having us.
I know there's a kid probably waiting to get in your office who's bad this morning, who's still sitting there going, where is he?
No.
That was never me, by the way. So, and Bayside, kids are probably getting ready for, not too far away from exams in the summer, right?
Yeah, with the good weather now coming, the kids are pretty excited. We got a student patio that is packed every lunch hour. But, yeah, that and also the sports seasons are in full swing right now, so the kids are pretty excited. We've got a couple strong teams right now.
Yeah.
So it's fun times.
And McDonald's, always delicious. Anything new coming out for summer?
We have McHappy Day coming up next week.
I know. I'm not going to be here.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, you're away.
I'm away. But
anyways, we'd like everybody to come out for that. But we
that's always such a great thing. Ronald McDonald, I know somebody who takes their kid to Ronald McDonald House in Toronto, and they tweeted out a picture of when they arrived, a little package with some Hershey's Kisses and stuff in it. And it's such an amazing, amazing thing. So if you can head up to McDonald's, it's what, next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday, yeah.
Go and help out.
Yeah.
Buck from Big Mac, right? Coffee, everything.
Yeah.
It's such an awesome thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. It'll be a fun time, and we love having the people in, right?
So yeah, it's great because we destroy the restaurant. It's good.
I tried one year.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else, like a new sandwich or something exciting?
Lots of stuff. There's
trying to get some scoop here.
A Taste of Canada coming up, so we're going to do lots of flavors from across, you know, local flavors, regional flavors. So there's a bacon and maple poutine coming up. The McLobster's coming back. There's a Nanaimo McFlurry.
Do you realize? Okay.
Yeah. So, and it's our anniversary too. McDonald's anniversary, so they're coming out with a red velvet cheesecake flurry.
Oh my God! Can I tell you something about the McFlurry?
Yeah.
And you probably know this, but last week on the show we did foods that are that we wish we could have in Canada, right? And there's all sorts of it's kind of neat because fast food is one of those things where they're all over the world, but each place in the world has unique things to fit their palate, right? And so then we did a thing that only McDonald's in Canada has, or fast food in Canada. So it wasn't just McDonald's. But one of the things is, I did not know this, the McFlurry was invented here in Canada.
That's right.
That's right.
A guy named Jim Fox did it, who's down in Chicago now. But we were a test market for it when it first came out. We were one of the first stores to have it. So it was very cool.
That I think that's super cool.
Yeah.
I was just going to add, sorry, you're on that topic, but I was just going to say our next meeting is June 22nd for the 100 men, and guys can sign up at the door if they want to.
That's right. And you can bring a McFlurry.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely, bring one.
Well, that's pretty cool, you know. And how long has McDonald's been around in Canada?
67
years.
So I don't know how it came to our anniversary, but I think overall it's been 50 years. It's 50 years for McDonald's.
Yeah.
So...
Big Mac still the number one selling thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
It is good. It's a good thing. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in again.
Thanks
the meeting.
Oh, great to have it. June 22nd at the Belleville Club, 7 o'clock at night.
And the website?
www.100menwhocarequinty.com.
Such an awesome way to generate funds for local charities, and I encourage everybody who's interested to either go to the website, sign up, or just show up at the meeting. Ian, Colin, thank you so much for coming in today.